Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
This morning's gospel lesson comes to us in Luke chapter 14, beginning in the first verse. One Sabbath, when he went to dine at the house of the ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day or not?" But they remained silent. And he took them and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, would not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to this thing. Now he told a parable to those who were invited. When he noticed how close they had come to the place of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And then he who invited you both will come to you and say, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you're invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he might say to you, 'Friend, come, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This is the word of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ. In today's gospel lesson, we hear the words of Jesus telling us not to put ourselves first, lest we be removed and then humble. But sin is often something that's subtle, because I think very few people premeditatively think to themselves, "I'm going to put my best interest first." Or very few people premeditatively think to themselves, "I think I'm going to be a little selfish today." I think very few Christians premeditatively think to themselves, "I'm going to walk over other people just for my benefit to gain a little bit more out of the situation." The thing is, I think most of us, we live self-justified lives where we kind of overlook and don't think about and we ignore the things that we do, and we act self-centeredly as we intentionally or unintentionally harm those around us. The gospel lesson talks about self-centeredness and the self-centered, selfish guest at the banquet. We're not sure exactly what he was thinking when he sat himself at the front, but we can kind of imagine what it would be like after a long day. Maybe he was thinking, "I've done so much here," or, "I know this person so well, I deserve to be in the front." Maybe he was telling himself, after his whole life, this is where he deserves to be. But just as a frog in the kettle can be boiled to death by raising the water slowly, we can also live a life of self-centeredness, thinking higher of ourselves than we ought, slowly over time without even thinking about it. Today, right now, in this gospel lesson, God is warning you in verse 11 of the gospel lesson when Jesus said, "For everyone who exalts himself, he will be humbled." The problem is that no one is truly humble and selfless every single day of our lives. Not everybody loves their neighbor as themselves every moment of their lives. And it's a struggle for most of us to enjoy changing diapers or to get up in the morning, middle of the night, and take care of our kids or grandkids. Some of us, it's a struggle to get up and go to work every Monday morning. For many of us, it's a struggle to be as patient and kind and tender as we should be with our spouses. And it's often difficult to sacrifice our personal time, our money, and our emotions, and all that we have to serve and be of service to the Lord and His church. Our sinful lives make self-sacrifice and love and service to others difficult. Our only real hope in this life is to live in the shadow of the cross. St. Paul talks about being in the shadow of Christ and who Christ is as a servant in Philippians chapter 2. St. Paul wrote, "Do nothing out of rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count each other more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind amongst yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in the form of a human. He humbled himself to becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You see, our perfect example of being a servant, of being humble, of being self-sacrificing doesn't come from our parents. The perfect example doesn't come from our pastors, but our only perfect example of love and self-sacrifice comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior alone. The fact that you often act and live like a selfish pig is no surprise to God. God knew that you needed rescuing from the filth of the sin of this world. And Jesus Christ, your great example of a true servant, gave up the joy and the peace of heaven to come down to this earth. Jesus gave up his kingdom of heaven to live without a home and to wander around Jerusalem. The king of this world became a servant to this world, a foot washer and a waiter to his friends, and he took kisses from his betrayer. The Lord of Lords took it in silence as he was lied about, as he was lied against. He was hated, and many times in his life, he was completely unappreciated. The prince was made a victim of senseless violence and murder. You see, Christians, the Lord knows that self-sacrifice and service to others is hard. He's gone through more sufferings than we could ever imagine. But Christians also know that you will fail to live as you strive to live like a servant of Christ. And when you do fail, God forgives you and he loves you. Jesus forgives you of putting your own wants and needs before your husband or wife's wants or needs. Jesus forgives you of your bad attitude and your hatred of being a servant to others. Jesus forgives you of your greedy motives at work and at home. And Jesus forgives you of your laziness and lack of discipline. Living a life of service and self-sacrifice is often hard. Jesus warns you that the Christian road, it's narrow and it is difficult. But Christians, take heart that even if your friends, even if your family, even if your church members, even if the people that you work with never recognize your service, Jesus sees all of your acts of service, even the ones that you think go unnoticed. And Jesus loves it when you serve others, because Jesus is using you to serve his people and his church. From this morning's gospel lesson, we realize that we're that selfish person in the parable that puts himself always in the best place or is always looking for that best place. We are looking out for our best interest. We think about ourselves. And then maybe when it's convenient, we look out for others. In this parable, Jesus teaches us that he hates our selfishness and he promises that there is humility that will come to those who exalt themselves. But Christians, you don't have to fear being spiritually condemned by God. Your Savior, Jesus Christ, was the perfect servant. He was serving you as he died, so that you would never have to face that eternal death again, nor the wrath of God for your sin. And now, your Lord and Savior no longer sees you for being a selfish pig or for being self-centered, tainted with your sin, but rather he sees the pure, spotless Lamb that is in your place, in your stead. You have been baptized into Christ. Your sins have been washed away, and you are forgiven, and you are his child. May this grace, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts, may it guard your mind in Jesus Christ, who is this world's only Lord and this world's only Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today, we pray for the Reverend Carl and Chancy Hansen, who serve the Lord in South Korea. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.